You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning. Today you are listening to the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Blog Talk Show. Our special guest this morning is going to be Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger Masterminds. We also have Nefreta Thomas, who is a master entrepreneur, speaker, and student, working on her master's degree with the goal of her PhD and on to further building her own business. This morning we're going to broach the subject on the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Annual Meeting. There have been a hiatus in the Mastermind Annual Meeting, but we had a meeting this year, the first weekend this year, to kick off a new era of masterminding. So this morning there we have Anne and Nefreta that's going to talk to us about the importance of the Think and Grow Rich annual meeting. But it's not just the annual meeting, because we have been to many Think and Grow Rich annual meetings. A lot of energy is developed there, a lot of emotional energy, a lot of determination by a lot of people that have established goals and know the brightness of this year. Doesn't matter what they see with their eyes, they know what this year is going to bring if they follow the plan. But we're now approaching the end of February and into March. Emotion will not get you over. The power that happened in that room has died down. So what we need to talk about now is not only the force behind the annual meeting, but what you do now, how you enter into the press to achieve your goals throughout the rest of the year. That's what's going to get you through. Creating the habit of working your goals, working through your objectives. So with that, I'd like to introduce Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, for her to talk to us about her thoughts about the annual meeting, and then we're going to go to Nefreta Thomas. Ann McNeil?
You said the energy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sharon, I know you say the energy had died down, but I am actually more excited than I was then. But let me give a little introduction to what is the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Association annual meeting. What I'd like to do is have everybody think about a tribunal. Just imagine if you had to go before a tribunal to give an account of your last 365 days, what you said you were going to do in your life and in your business, what you said you were going to do in your spiritual area, your family, financial, the education area, your health, your personal development, your business or your career, your recreation, your civic area, and or your creativity area. Just imagine if you had to go before a tribunal and you had to give an account for 365 days, and that tribunal would then decide whether or not you would receive another 365 days to work on your goals in those areas. Just imagine if you were a publicly traded corporation and your stockholders would determine quarter by quarter whether or not they would invest in you based upon how you handled your life and your business. Just imagine if God came and he said, look, I give you one talent, five talents, two talents, four talents, three talents. What would you do with them in 365 days? So Sharon and everyone who's listening, this is what we do at the annual meeting. We come together and we hold each other accountable for whatever you said you were going to do in those areas. It can be all of the areas. It can be one area. And then again, it may be nothing. You just may want to come and listen in as a guest. And we do this every year on the first Saturday of January. So every year, the first Saturday of January. That is really the backdrop, Sharon, for the annual meeting, what it is and what we do. We sit around round tables and we have informal discussion about a survey that we have, that we walk through those 10 areas and we do check marks on, you know, whether or not you achieved certain things. And then we discuss it around the table. It has just been a phenomenal experience. And, I can talk, Sharon, until next annual meeting about this subject, because the value of coming back and doing it again from being on a hiatus, excuse me, we started many, many years ago doing this, and now we're back. So that's the backdrop on the annual meeting. And Nefreda Thomas is on with me today, and I'd like to introduce her, and she can share her thoughts.
Good morning, everyone. It has been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be on with these ladies today and to talk about something that's very dear to my heart, about how we function as a group, how we function as an organization, and how we function as dedicated to the Think and Grow Rich way of doing things. Think and Grow Rich is the basis of, as Ann shared with us earlier, the basis of how we do this process of masterminding. And while you know that several companies have manual meetings at the end of the year, talk about their plans, their goals, and objectives for the company and direction they take the company in, we decided that you have to also do that for your life, for your individual life. And Ann is the brainchild of coming up with an opportunity to follow the Think and Grow Rich plan to help others to understand what it means to follow your life dream. But there is a plan that goes along with it. And so that has really been the basis of what has really helped me to get back on track and follow the dreams that I have had. And I have had on my goal sheet for about maybe 10 to 15 years that I want to graduate from college. And I graduated in 2016 with my bachelor's degree, so much so that I have now continued my education. I am scheduled to graduate with my master's degree in December of 2018, moving right along into my PhD. I am so thankful that I stuck with this process, because no matter how long it takes, you can still make the process work if you follow the guidelines that have been set through the Think and Grow Rich concept. And it's not just Think and Grow Rich. We read several books because growth comes from reading. Growth comes from staying constantly in front of your goals and your dreams. And like Sharon was talking about earlier, that it doesn't just stop with the annual meeting. Now, how do you take that energy that you got from the annual meeting and move into the next phase of what that looks like for the year? And I think that what Ann just broke down for us, which talks about the different areas, your spiritual life, your career, your goals for your career or your business. And I was sharing with Sharon earlier today that I really understand that in order for me to do and say that I am in business, I got to really be in business. And I have to really make the sacrifices necessary to put myself in business that I want to do. I personally do not want to work a 9-to-5 and receive a W-2. I would really like to be in a position to receive payments to my business and have my business to pay me. That's what I would really want to do. So in order for that's what I really want, I've got to first spiritually place that before God, know that that's what his plan is for my life, and follow the directions that he gives. And all of that will take place through the system that Ann has in place with looking at what do we do this week to get to next week's goals? What do we do this week to get to next month's goals? And so that's how you bite off little pieces of it through the year to help you. By the end of the year, you have reached the goal that you're looking for by biting off small pieces of it each week or each month, however you want to do that. And that's what the small groups do for you. But if you're not, you can still do it as an individual, and the annual meeting helps us to come together and discuss it. So for me, this has been an eye-opener to help me to reestablish the fact that I can and I will be able to do my own business. So, Sharon, I'm sending it back to you, but those are my comments for the moment.
Absolutely. That was almost inspirational. Thank you, Nefreda. I really appreciate this. What I'd like to do now, I'd like to have our second commercial, and then when we come back, Nefreda introduced the idea of what you do from one thing to the next and said, I am still focused, I am still inspired. But we know this. It takes 21 days to create a habit. So we're just about out of the 21 days. But then it takes almost 60 days to 90 days to create. I think I got that wrong. It's 21 days to create a habit, but it's 60 to 90 days to create something that is going to last for the rest of the year. So what we would like to do is, what do you do day to day? How do you think? Who do you talk? The people that were at the annual meeting are in their individual mastermind meetings now, or they are working it alone. So what do you do day to day to stay in the breath, to stay functional, to make sure that you stay the course? But right now, let's do a Think and Grow Rich mastermind commercial.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Nefreda, this is, during your comments, before we went to commercial break, you had started talking about the process. You had started talking about the importance of the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind annual meeting that gave you inspiration and it moved you forward because, you know, this is what you're doing to develop your own business. This is what how you're using it to get through this press period for the last part of your quarter and kicking off your PhD studies with gusto. Can we talk now about how you are using the foundation of the annual meeting now into what you're going to do for the rest of this year to finish off strong with the completing of your master's degree, but also laying a foundation for the development, the strong development of your business. You've already said 9-to-5 does not work for you. I've known you for a long time. 9-to-5 does not work for you. You work much longer than 9-to-5. A check every 2 weeks or once a month doesn't work for you. You need money to be coming in consistently the way you want it to come in. So can you talk to us for a few minutes about how you structured your life after the annual meeting and for the rest of the year so that you achieve the goals that you, the high goals that you've set. Nefreda?
Wonderful, Sharon. Thank you. That's a tall order, but I think I can answer it. First, let me start off by saying that the annual meeting, I kind of took the bull by the horns at the end because Ann gave me a call and talked about the wonderful things that are going to be happening at the annual meeting and how we're reestablishing it and getting it back on track. And I was just already excited because it always is a real eye-opener to hear all of the wonderful things that have happened to so many people and so many lives in that one-year time frame. And then this time for us, it was a lot more because we have not been together, I think, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years possibly. And I'm not sure of the number, but it's been a minute since we've all gotten together. So there's quite a few things that we wanted to discuss, all of us individually, about some things that we've grown in, some things that we've lost, some things that we've gained, some ways that things have changed. So with all of that, it really helps you understand that life actually evolves if you evolve with it. And what I got for me is at the time at the annual meeting, I was still working. I was working at a school. And while it was a wonderful opportunity, I was a blessing to the kids, at least I believe that I was, and it was great. But when I looked at it and I sat there and listened at all the accomplishments at the annual meeting and how people changed and made sacrifices to do certain things, I determined that I didn't want to continue to take the easy way out. So I turned in my letter of resignation. I resigned from the position, and I took a leap of faith, and I stepped out and said, God, I am going to be focused on two things this year. That is to graduate with my master's degree and to establish, really establish, my business, K&S Media Consultants, Inc., and really focus on building that business. So the first thing I've done, Sharon, is I have created a daily log of things that I am to do every single day. I heard you ask about how do we do it? What is it that I do? I can't speak for everybody, but I can just tell you about what I do. I make it my business to try to be up no later than 5 a.m. I don't have a job to go to, but I want to get up early. I get up early now. I run in the morning. After I'm finished running, I come in. I write down my daily responsibilities just for that day. What am I going to accomplish today that will get me closer to my annual goal? My annual goal is to graduate, and my annual goal is to build my business. So one day I may look at trying to get certified in this area, get certified in this area. How do I find contracts or opportunities that I could possibly apply for my business to get those contracts? How can I work with teams or different groups? Those are the things that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, and it takes time and it takes dedication. You're not going to do it if you're dedicated to working a 9-to-5 as well as trying to build your business. In some instances, you have to because that money has to constantly come in until that business is up and running. But for me, I just believe that I just got to make that sacrifice and believe and trust that God will give me what I need to get it done. So that's where I am at this particular point, and the daily work, the daily writings of what I have to do each day has really been a blessing. Since that time, I have gotten certified in a couple of areas, which I had never done before because I had never really focused on it, and it really was not a process for me to do. So I really, at this point, Sharon, I'm going to refer to Ann because Ann knows this process a lot better than I do. But it's really a good point to make that when you decide something, you've got to stick with it and you've got to follow the path that makes it simplistic for you and make sure that you get it done. So at this point, if I don't mind, I'd like to turn it over to Ann to make comments.
Yeah, Sharon, Nefreda, thank you. I'm just sitting here listening to you, Nefreda, and I am really so proud and so excited because I remember when. And we won't go back that far, but it's been at least 30 years now. And as you were speaking, I want to encourage people that it's never too late. It's never too late to work on your goals. It's never too late to work on yourself. I like to always talk about the six steps because you never know who's listening. And if there's one thing that people can get out of this, what I use every day, and I ask myself this question, you talked about journaling and writing. I ask myself the question, how much money do I want? And this comes from the book in the first chapter on desire, and it talks about the six steps to riches. And it says the first step, which you talked about this, it says fix in your mind the exact amount of money you want. You desire is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. You've got to be definite to the amount. There is a psychological reason for definiteness. And the second thing is it says you must determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money. It's got to be some kind of product or service. What do you desire? The third step says that you must establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. You know, you can't be, you know, oh, well, I'm not sure. No, set a date. It can be short-term. It can be long-term. You can change it every time you desire, but set a date and work toward that. The fourth step says create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. And what I like to encourage my coaching clients to do is just one small goal, one small plan, and you described that, Nefreda, when you were talking about, you know, few minutes can make a big difference. The fifth step says write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, then name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money, and then describe very clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate the money. And the final step says read your statement aloud twice daily, just before retiring at night and then once again in the morning when you rise. But the key to this last step is as you read it, you have got to see it, you have got to feel it, you have got to believe it that you're going to acquire. And the key word in that statement for me, for myself, was belief. See, oftentimes very early when I personally started this process, I didn't have the belief. I didn't have the self-worth. I didn't have the self-image. Mm-hmm. I did not believe I could do it. And one little step at a time, one little day at a time, and I kept reading the book over and over, and I kept going to our mastermind meetings. We didn't talk about that yet, but we'll talk about that another day. But I kept going, and I kept going and year after year. And eventually I then began to understand what the book talked about when it gave the self-confidence formula. And I committed to commit this to memory. And this is my commitment to my commitment. I know that I have the ability. I am McNeil. I know. Nefreda knows now that she has the ability to achieve the object of our desire, my definite purpose in life, my definite purpose. I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment. And I here and now promise to render such action. That's my commitment to my commitment every day. And I recite that every day. And then I got to get up and go. So thank you so much, Nefreda, for that. And Sharon, I know we're close to out of time. This is an exciting show. And I would encourage all of our listeners to tune in as we continue to ask other people to join us that were at the annual meeting and participate, even if you just listen in and think about what is your definite desire. How much money do you want? Back to you, Sharon.
Thank you, Ann. And you touched on something, but I think Nefreda touched on. We have a few minutes, and then I would like to ask one last question. We all think, we all read Think and Grow Rich. That is something that even if you read a page, a chapter, or two chapters, even if you've gone through it the second time, even this year, Think It, Grow Rich is a foundational book. I think it was Nefreda that says that there are other books also that we use. Have you incorporated this year, this 2018, a second or an important books list that you are going to use? I'm going to direct that to Ann first and then Nefreda. If you want to chime in and add on your additional books, please, and then we'll go to our final commercial break.
Yes, yes, Sharon. Actually, you know, as a part of our 10 steps, we have books that we read in different areas. So very quickly, I can give you mine. The number one book definitely is the Bible. And the number two book, which is a family book, which is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. And I actually have the basket sitting here as we're talking. And this book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families, is written by Stephen Covey, for those who may be listening and are interested. And my health book that I really enjoy is Fit for Life. And Fit for Life, number two, it says Living Health, the Complete Health Program. And it is by Harvey and Marilyn Diamond. But also, in addition to that, my book that I read for education, actually, very interestingly, is reading the messages, the speeches by Frederick Douglass, and it is phenomenal. And then for my business, I read the Business Journal. My personal development, I am actually reading Prosperity by Charles Fillmore, which is another phenomenal book. And then creativity, I picked up again the book by Julia Cameron entitled The Artist's Way, and I've started reading that all over again. My civic book that I read is actually a magazine. It is the Rotary magazine. But I also civically, I read at least an article from Better Investing. So those are my books and my reading, Sharon.
Nefreda, would you
add it? Yeah, for me, Sharon, I am into my textbooks right now. So I have a lot of books I'm reading as it relates to school, because I'm in school. So a lot of the extracurricular reading I've not had time for, but I will say this, I have added to my, what I do daily when I'm up at that 5 a.m. time is, and I'm doing my running. That is also a part of the Bible, is the, I'm reading through the New Testament. Right now I've been reading since the beginning of last year, the New Testament. And I've taken a different approach to reading the Bible for me. I want to understand what I'm reading, or understand the passages as I'm going through them. So I only read like maybe a paragraph or two in each one. That's why I've been reading it since last year, to understand what and to get the full grasp of what God is saying at that moment, or what the Word is sharing with us at that moment, so that I can apply it properly to my life. And then the next book that I'm reading is Success, the Glenn Bland Method. It is a book that we usually give in the beginning when we first started out. It was the book that came along with, that we would, you know, suggest along with Think and Grow Rich, the purchase of that book as well. Because Success, the Glenn Bland Method, really gives you a step-by-step process to get your business up and running. At least that's the way I envision it. It does a lot more than that, but that very small book has a lot of power in it, and it's extremely good. And the principles in it and the programs in it are those that really help me to understand that I need to make a swift decision of dedicating 8 hours a day to my business, and not 2 or 3 minutes or 2 or 3 hours a day at the beginning. You've really got to focus on it, especially with me being in school. I've always wanted to just be a full-time student while I was in this process, part of my life of getting my degree. And so I am now a full-time student, but I'm also a full-time business owner. And that is a language that I have not said in a long time. And I am so thankful that I'm now back in that language and that it has done so much for me. I don't have not one contract on the books, but because of my dedication and what I'm doing now, the contracts will come as long as I keep up with the activity. When the activity dies down, the opportunities are non-existent. So I do want to make sure that I say that and make that very clear. You got to be focused and dedicated to what you want. It doesn't matter what it is. It's never too late. As long as you're breathing, as long as you have activity of your limbs, and sometimes not even that, but you have activity of your mind, you can do what you can do tremendous things. So that's my comment. Thanks a lot, Sharon, for allowing me to share.
Awesome, ladies. Very nice. I appreciate you a lot. This ends our show. As Anne and Freda have said, there will be a part two to this show. And we will dig a little bit deeper with new guests, and we will dig a little bit deeper as to establishing your business, as to establishing your mindset. Anne has said it's never too early and it's never too late. And so we are going to work on establishing the importance of now. Thank you very much, and this ends our show. Look forward to part two next week. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.